A recent investigation by KUNR and APM reports found that while Republican Governor Joe Lombardo was on the campaign trail, he downplayed the number of ghost guns recovered by police. Now, Democratic lawmakers say they're planning a new effort to ban the untraceable weapons. KUNR's Bert Johnson has this report.
More than a year before he was elected governor, Joe Lombardo told a group of pro-gun voters that the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department had encountered just 6 ghost guns. At the time, he was still in charge of the department. In reality, public records show officers had recovered at least 250 of the firearms. Ghost guns are often sold in kits without serial numbers. Las Vegas Assemblywoman Sandra Houdigi doesn't mince words when it comes to Lombardo's inaccurate claim.
He chose the gun lobby over the safety of Nevadans. He chose the gun lobby over Nevada lives.
Houdigi, a Democrat, has sponsored 2 ghost gun bans in the legislature. Lawmakers approved both, but one was overturned in court, and Lombardo vetoed the second. Neither Lombardo nor multiple Republican lawmakers agreed to an interview for this story. Last year, Democrats needed just one more vote to overturn Lombardo's ghost gun veto. State Senator Melanie Scheibel, who co-sponsored one of the ghost gun bans, says with a supermajority, her party can address gun violence.
The investigation only reaffirmed for me the need to take action in the next legislative session to prevent more unnecessary gun violence and gun deaths.
And that's a priority for Scheibel, who worked as a prosecutor in Las Vegas until recently. She says in that field, the risk posed by ghost guns is well understood.
I'll put it this way. When I talk to other attorneys about gun cases, there is a common understanding and expectation that when minors are committing acts of violence or any prohibited acts with a firearm, that firearm is going to be a ghost gun.
Ultimately, Scheibel says anybody who really believes in gun safety should support measures that limit the ability of people to get guns outside of the legal market. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.